Okay, it is nice time to move on into the regular calendar, I believe, which the first of which is, well, that's 10:15, though, isn't it? Sorry.
10:15 is the...
Right. So let's move on to 9:40. Sorry, yes, that is the proclamation.
9:40, proclaim September 2015 to be Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month.
Mr. Ritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. Is anybody here to speak to this? Great. Chris Bonner from the National Alliance for Mental Illness is also joining us. So I'll read the proclamation. Whereas in the United States, one person dies by suicide every 13 minutes. And whereas suicide is the second leading cause of death amongst Oregonians aged 15 to 34 years and the eighth leading cause of death in Oregon. And whereas over 700 Oregonians tragically lose their lives to suicide each year. And whereas Portland loses an average of 2 citizens a week to suicide. In fact, we had a death just a month ago very close to City Hall. Whereas agencies and individuals across Oregon, as well as Portland, are working to prevent suicide. And whereas Portlanders are encouraged to learn about the warning signs of suicide and get appropriate help for themselves, their families, and friends who are at risk. Therefore, now Charlie Hales, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim September 2015 to be Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month in Portland and encourages all residents to observe this month. So welcome, if you could add some more comments.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor, members of City Council. I'm Chris Bonneff. I'm the executive director of the Oregon State Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are a grassroots organization of 1,500 members, 14 chapters across the state, including a very large chapter here in Multnomah County that serves the city of Portland. Our membership is composed basically entirely of people directly affected by mental illness. This issue of suicide prevention, and mitigation is very important to us. It's an important contributor in that it's the 10th leading cause of death in our country. It's a little higher in the state of Oregon. It's one of the major health conditions that over the decades we have not made a dent in cutting down the mortality rate. In fact, it's increased. And it's a leading contributor as to why those of us who live with mental illness on average die 25 years earlier than our peers. It is an issue that more and more is combined with organizations like mine, like NAMI, because it's not an issue that happens in isolation. Suicide and the risk of suicide is usually commingling with many other factors, including mental illness. NAMI is an organization that tries to work directly with people affected by mental illness through free education, support, and advocacy so that we have a more robust treatment system that addresses issues such as mental illness and other mental health disorders that contribute to a higher risk of suicide. And pleased that the city is recognizing this and proclaiming this as Awareness Month. See it as an accumulation of the city's interest in mental health in general. It's not the only month that we recognize for factors that related to mental health, and so I'm pleased that we have an accumulation of awareness in this. I tend to think of this in anecdotes just real quickly. Early in October, we hold an event with Gordon and Sharon Smith, the former U.S. Senator, as you may be aware, of their son's story with a long history of battling mental illness that ended, unfortunately, in suicide. This year, we're pleased to honor Commissioner Fritz for her contributions and leadership, not only in conjunction with her leadership in the city, but prior to her service on the council. It exemplifies what many families struggle with. It's usually a long trajectory that leads to a catastrophic outcome. And so our awareness needs to happen not so much or more than just risk of suicide, but also all these other attendant factors that contribute to that trajectory. Lastly, again, our gratitude. We are fortunate in this state. We have a wonderful organization, Lines for Life, that is one of the leading organizations in suicide prevention through their hotline. And I'd be remiss if I didn't provide that 800 number for those who are at risk, who need to reach out to a confidential source. Lines for Life can be reached at 800-273-8255. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chris. That's also 800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. One of the things I like about Lines for Life is that they also have a teen texting program so that teenagers who are feeling, or anybody who prefers to communicate by texting rather than by talking on the phone, can be in live assisting, can get live assistance any time of the day or night. They also have a veterans hotline, so you can call that number, and there's various specialty folks who can help. It's done by a lot of volunteers supervised by professionals, and so that's the same with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There's a lot of volunteer and peer involvement, and that's so that people can know that there is somebody who has some experience in things that they might be going to, that they don't have to suffer alone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris, for being here.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, let's move on, please.